Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Andrea Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Cannes Festival. I'm here with Franco Lolli, the director of Litigante. Good morning. Good afternoon, actually.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, your film is about, it's a story, it's a very simple story, actually. It's a story of this woman. She's a single woman with a kid. And as she has to look after her mother, which is sick. And told in this way seems very easy, but it's not easy at all, because her life is much more complicated than what it seems. Why did you focus on this specific subject?
On this woman, you mean?
Yeah.
I want to film the story of a woman, because my last film was about two men, a boy and his father. And here, I was sure that the main thing that was important is to make a feminine film, and a film from the point of view of a woman. I grew up with my mother, who was a single mother, and in a family of women. So I always looked at these women like with fascination, is that a word? And at some point I told myself, why not to film this? Just to try to understand it better. Because, and then I think motherhood for me is like a very important subject. Family in general, generations, how you pass from your parents to your sons, you know. And I think that's what moves me the most, and at the end, that's the film.
How was the process for you in writing and in preparing this film? Did you learn more about families, about women, while you were working? Was it helpful for you?
I think every time you make a film, at least when I make films, I make films to understand the world better than before. And then if there's a good film, that's better for me. But I do it mainly to understand, because it's so difficult, you know, to get a glance of what life is for other people. Because you only know the world from your perspective.
Exactly, yeah.
So one of the beautiful things about making films is that you can try to put yourself in another perspective. And I think I did. I mean, I think my family, at least, I understood my own family better.
I wanted to ask you something. Well, yeah, we have some music in the background, which is nice. I wanted to ask you something about the form of the narrative, because the script is really intense, it's really thick. Dialogues are continuous and kind of difficult to follow, because it makes sense that they are complicated. They are like people talking one on the other and stuff. How did you manage to work with your actors for that? Because your actors were not all professional actors besides that.
The script was had dialogues in it, but I didn't give the script to the actors. We worked through improvisation, and we rehearsed a lot, and they brought their own words to the film. So at the end, the script is both mine and theirs, in a way. And for me, it's the same almost to work with professional or non-professional actors, because either you have people who can act and people who can't act. And I think my two main actresses can act, even if the one is a lawyer and the other is a writer in real life.
I want to ask you one thing about this process. You say that the script was there, but you were rehearsing it, so the actors contribute to the script. Did they contribute to change it too? I mean, there were. Did you think about the script in a way that then ended up to be different because they told you that maybe it was better to go this other direction?
To a point, yes. I still had a really good idea where I wanted to go, but I'm open to advice, you know. And people that are acting in the film, they can feel the film every day, because they're in the film, you know. They feel the character. So, for instance, my mother, who plays one of the main characters, Leticia, there was this scene that was very important in the original script, where they, after the last fight they have, the daughter goes into the bedroom of the mother and they talk, and my mother told me, like, this, we tried to make that scene, and my mother couldn't. She was telling me, like, this is not the film. We can't make this scene. This scene is horrible. At the end, I stopped and I did this shot only where what wasn't planned, where the daughter is watching the mother sleep with the machine, you know?
Yeah.
And it's 10 times better than what was scripted. And this comes from this crisis that we had in the shooting. So at the end, the film talks, and you have to listen. And I think my mother was listening better that day than me.
she was more into the film than you were.
It happens, of course, you know, because you're too stressed sometimes to be able to. Films have a life of their own. I'm sure of this, and really you have to just
maybe you have to be able to step back and look from a distance,
which is difficult.
For a director, it's very difficult.
Very difficult. It's part of the job.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot to Franco Lolli, director of Litigante. I'm Angelo Cerbi from the Cannes Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.